TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What is up and good morning to you. This is the fourth ever edition of Driving with DeMarco. It is Friday morning, April 19th. For many people, you might be off today, or you might have a short day of work like I do, which is always very exciting. Because of the traditional Easter holiday and so on and so forth there. If you celebrate, great. If you don't, that's okay too. A couple quick notes. My name is Greg DeMarco. You can follow me on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. You can also find me on the Facebook and the Instagram at that same address. I am, of course, the publisher of TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head and do so as you read through some of the strongest opinions, reviews, analysis, and even news in the world of professional wrestling, which we always do with attitude. Hopefully you go check that out. You can also follow thechairshot.com on social media at thechairshot.com. Of course, if you're listening, you're probably a patron of our Patreon at patreon.com/thechairshot. If you're not a Patreon and you're a patron and you're listening, I'm a little confused, but hey, you might get a bootleg edition. You might have a friend who shared it with you. I encourage you to head on over to patreon.com/thechairshot and sign up. We're really ramping up the Patreon now. I'm really happy with what we're doing there. And today I'm headed to work. I'm actually wearing my Chair Shot Brewing Company t-shirt. It's a really cool shirt. You wouldn't even know it's a wrestling shirt if you looked at it, but it still supports our brand. You can get your own. If you go over to thechairshot.com, go to our menu and click store, or if you go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot, you can pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. We got the logo t-shirts. We got the always use your head t-shirts, and we got some of the fun ones like the Chair Shot Brewing Company, like the Corona shirts, Chair Shot in the Corona style. We've got the Baron Corbin sucks shirt, which if you love Baron Corbin, you should buy it because it supports him because he's a heel. If you hate him, good, buy it. Tell the world. We've got your Chair Shot 316 shirt, which some people have really started to pick up on lately. And we have the hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling t-shirt, which Patrick, Miranda, and myself are going to start harping on a little more now that we're outside of WrestleMania season. And with Easter coming up this weekend, we have the Christopher Platt special, Jesus Did the Job t-shirt. It says very simply, Jesus did the job and his dad was the promoter. And if you have someone who doesn't want to do a job, who doesn't want to put somebody over, just tell them, look, Jesus did the job and his dad was the promoter. It all makes sense. I actually have a buddy at work who has the Jesus Did the Job shirt. He loves when he wears it. Big old smile on his face wearing the Jesus Did the Job shirt. It's a great conversation starter. Not to me meant to be blasphemous if you're a Christian. It's an awesome way to start a conversation about that. If you just want to have some fun, that's a great way as well. So prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot or thechairshot.com and click store on our menu at the top of the page or the bottom of the page. Now today's show is a little bit different as I'm venturing outside of WWE. So show number one, talked about the Viking experience and the stupidity around that. Happened to me on Twitter. Show number two, we talked about the NFL revealing the schedule and if WWE could make a big event out of a WrestleMania schedule reveal running down the card. I mean, the card would always still be built the same way, but a few days before they could reveal the actual order of the matches, make a big deal out of that and turn it into a story. And then yesterday we had the longest edition of Driving with DeMarco, 20 minutes on Sasha Banks, where I revealed to you that I don't believe Sasha Banks was really mad about losing the tag team titles to me. This was all about the WrestleMania main event and the fact that she wasn't in it. Today, I want to talk to you about All Elite Wrestling. Now, I have been both critical and supportive of All Elite Wrestling on social media, and that's for a very specific reason. I want the company to be successful, but I'm worried about some of the things that they've done and some of the things they're trying to put into place, then it could be a little markish, a little bit of a vanity project, and it could just be a little bit too idealistic in the sense that it may not work. Now, I hope it does. I hope they adjust. I hope they're willing to take the steps that are necessary, because competition is good for everybody, especially for the WWE. So again, I'm a supporter of All Elite Wrestling. I want it to succeed, and I want it to do very, very well. But the topic that came up recently was their TV deal. And this is a very, very interesting topic of conversation, because that's kind of the missing piece of the puzzle that we don't know about. We've had a few things revealed. We know that it's supposed to be a 2-hour weekly TV show. We know that Jim Ross, Alex Marvez, and Excalibur are going to be involved from a commentary standpoint. And there was recently a photo shared by Cody Rhodes where they were on commentary. Sidebar, they had little nameplates. You had Excalibur, you had Alex Marvez, and you had Jim Effin' Ross. And that was interesting to me, because they actually paid money to print up a card that says Jim Effin' Ross. That's markish to me, and that's something that I'm a little worried about again with All Elite Wrestling. You figure Cody would know, and yet there's Cody smiling all big about it. So it's a little thing, maybe it's nothing, but again, just certain little signs are there that make me worry just a little bit about All Elite Wrestling. But the TV deal is a hot topic of conversation, because we don't know all that much about it. We know it's supposed to be weekly, 2-hour show. There was a rumor that it's going to be live, that they're not really going to run house shows. They're going to do their live TV from major arenas throughout the country. And then they're also going to run their big shows like All In, Double or Nothing, the Fighter Fest show, and Fight for the Fallen, which they've announced so far, which I think are good shows. I think that Fighter Fest and Fight for the Fallen might be better than Double or Nothing, based on what I've seen. And I think they're going to be very fun shows, and people should be excited about those. But as we look to the future in the TV deal, some different things keep coming out about the TV deal. This doesn't surprise me. That's how the wrestling news cycle works, and that's a whole different conversation for another time. But people are talking about the TV deal in terms of what it means for All Elite Wrestling. Will it be a profitable TV deal? Will it be a favorable TV deal? And for a while, people were like, oh, they'll probably end up on Access TV like New Japan does. And then all this stuff came out about Turner Broadcasting. For the longest time, I thought they would end up on WGN America. WGN America had the 0-hour show for All In. I don't know the ratings on it. Yeah, I'm sure I could find them if I really wanted to, but that told me that the relationship is there. Tony Khan was there for All In, which was revealed after the fact. So lots of little bits and pieces of information there. But with the TV deal, there was this rumor that came out yesterday, which really shocked me a little bit, and I was kind of surprised. And that was that they were going to be paying for TV time. Now, paying for TV time is not a good thing. If you're paying for TV time, you're basically buying airtime, and that's a lot of money that you're going to pay, especially if you get a good time slot. And the question was raised, and it was like, you know, why would someone pay All Elite Wrestling for their TV show? And it's a really good question. Now, we know about the WWE TV deals that just came out, and I love to use that phrase, billions with a B, because Fox dropped the B on WWE, paying them billions for SmackDown to come over, be a live product, presumably on Friday nights, and completely change the game for WWE and their business and what goes into the wrestlers' pockets and so much more coming their way. But for All Elite Wrestling, they've never produced a television show. And I had someone tell me that All In was their pilot. All In wasn't their pilot episode. First of all, it should be pretty well known by now, that was a Ring of Honor show. Those guys didn't produce that show from the production standpoint. They brought people in to do it. So they really have very little experience producing a television show. Now, they can hire people to do so, but at the same time, they really want to be involved with a lot of this stuff. So there's going to be a lot to learn about the product that they put out. It was a poorly timed show. We know that because the main event literally went on with, you know, seconds left in the show when it ended. So the timing issues need to be worked out as well for their television show. But they just have no history. And that's something that's really, really interesting to look at. Look at the struggles that you have to get Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling on a decent television standpoint. Now, Impact Wrestling has been bounced around a lot. They're owned by, Anthem, which has, you know, the Fight Network in Canada, and they still can't really get a good, you know, penetration in the United States. They're on the Pursuit channel, which I don't think anybody really has. They're on Twitch, but it's not available on demand. So it's really hard to see Impact Wrestling, and that's sad because it's not a bad product if you can see it. Then you have Ring of Honor, which is in syndication, which does seem like an old and outdated model, but still plenty of money in it. But it's really hard to find them. Maybe you have them in a local market. Maybe you have them, you know, in multiple times in your local market. It's also available on Fight TV after the fact. It's also available, I think, on the Ring of Honor website. Not on YouTube, which surprises me because that would give them a lot of penetration into the marketplace, and they don't use it in terms of putting the actual full episodes up on YouTube. Even if they put them up in pieces, I think that would be fine. But just put them out there and let people consume your product in that manner. So it's interesting that basically anybody non-WWE is having a really hard time getting on television in the U.S. Now you've got New Japan and Women of Wrestling, WOW, on Access Television on Friday nights. And Access, of course, used to be HDNet, which used to house Ring of Honor as well. All these rumors, though, that Turner, which many people are saying is TBS and TNT, are going to promote and show All Elite Wrestling. And why, if you're an executive for Turner and for, you know, Turner Sports, for TBS or TNT, why would you buy into this product? Like, there's nothing there for you to see. There's, you know, you're basically doing it based on connections. Like, you think the Khan family is well-connected enough to get a product, to get a TV deal out of Turner, and that just seems crazy to me. Now, there is a little bit of speculation. I don't believe that Turner would sell their TV time. It just doesn't make any sense to me for what, that's not what they do. They buy, you know, TV properties, they put them on, and they sell advertising. I could see the Khan family maybe using their connections to give Turner their product for free, so not paying a TV rights fee, and letting Turner do the advertising. So we're going to produce the show. We're going to can it, give it to you. You put it on the air. You give us nothing in return but the exposure and run some commercials. And you keep all the advertising revenue that you could get. I could see that type of arrangement coming out. I also know that Turner Sports owns Bleacher Report and BR Live. And BR Live is their streaming property they're really trying to boost up. It would not shock me at all to see All Elite Wrestling end up on BR Live, Bleacher Report Live. I also don't think it's a terrible thing. That's still a platform that plenty of people are on. It could really be used to boost that platform, and it could show a lot of people what their product is. Here's the biggest point. Whatever this TV deal is, and I'm sure we'll know soon enough because upfronts are going to start happening, and you're going to start to see when different products are going to be on different networks. It's not going to be their last TV deal, in my opinion. I think their first TV deal is about exposure. It is about getting their product out there, showing people what they can do. It's the next TV deal that we need to be really concerned with. Whatever happens after the first deal, if they're buying time somewhere, if they're giving their show away for free to a network, whatever it is, great. Get out there, get the exposure, spend the money that you want to invest in your product. That's fine. See what the return is. If the return is after a year, you get signed to a TV deal because you've performed well enough in the ratings and you've put out a good product, now we're talking. And if you've got a weekly product on a Turner property, man, this is the real step that people want. This is the step towards competition that people really want to see. Otherwise, you're just a really expensive form of Ring of Honor and Impact Wrestling. And my hope is that it's the former and not the latter. Like I said before, I want AEW to be a success. I want them to be a smashing success. I will be critical. I will ask the questions. But at the end of the day, if they can be successful, it's better for professional wrestling. So Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Chris Jericho, the Khan family, anybody else, yeah, I'm critical. I'm asking the questions, but it comes from a good place because I want to see you be successful. Where do you think All Elite Wrestling is going to end up? And I guess more importantly, why? All these people who think that All Elite Wrestling is going to get a prime spot, prime time on TNT or TBS, what in the hell makes you think that? Like, why do you think that's going to happen? From the business standpoint, because people hate when I give the business answer. That happened on Twitter the other day in a private DM group that we have for the chair shot. Someone asked a question and then they quickly gave their opinion. They're like, before Greg gives a business answer, here's what I think. And it's just interesting because the business answer is really what it boils down to. And the business answer is usually more the common sense answer. The question they asked was not really about a business question, but I think there was a business factor that related in. At the end of the day, the object of a business is to make money. And that's what it's called, the wrestling business. It's not called the wrestling hobby. It's not called the wrestling fun time zone. It's called the wrestling business. And All Elite Wrestling is a business. If you think the Khan family is going to throw $100 million into All Elite Wrestling and expect nothing in return, you're just batshit crazy. And that was one of the major questions that I asked months ago. Would they fire Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks, and now, of course, Kenny Omega, and replace them if the product wasn't doing well? We'll see. We'll see about that. We'll see who really owns the name, who really owns the property, all that if it comes up. I will give this little aside about Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Adam Page, and so on and so forth. They have the ultimate security net in all of this. And this is what I love about what they've done. It's absolutely brilliant. Say All Elite Wrestling fails, right? They got 3- and 4-year contracts. Hopefully those are guaranteed. They're probably not. Again, there's probably a lot of concessions they had to make this happen that people don't understand. Then they can go to WWE. If it doesn't work, they're gone. You don't think that Triple H wouldn't get him in? Of course he would. They're playing with house money right now, and more power to them. I'd love to be playing with house money, and you should love that opportunity as well. So kudos to you guys. Whatever the TV deal is, I will take it. I will watch your product. I will be excited about it. I will support it. I'll talk about it. We'll write about it, because competition is good for everybody, and we need this to succeed in order to make the wrestling business as a whole that much better. What do you think? Let me know at ChairShotGreg on the Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram as well. I'd love to get your thoughts on the impending All Elite Wrestling television deal and what it means for professional wrestling. Remember, key point, if you want to sound really smart to your friends, so maybe I'll start doing this now, sound smart to your friends. Sasha Banks was mad about the WrestleMania main event, not the tag titles, and it's not the first All Elite Wrestling TV deal that matters, it's the second. That's going to do it for me. I am at ChairShotGreg on social media, patreon.com/TheChairShot, prowrestlingtees.com/TheChairShot, and TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. Have a great day, everybody. I will talk to you this afternoon.